Mark Hafley, Chief Investment Officer, UBS Global Wealth Management, is joined by Virginie Massenouve, Global CIO Equity at Allianz Global Investors, to discuss stagflation, sustainability, and her view on the most attractive investment opportunities at the moment.
What's your take on the current issues in the energy market and these questions about stagflation? Do you think that they might have consequences for equity markets?
Yes, thank you, Mark. So there are several factors at play here. One is a long-term factor, the calibration, if you want, on the green path of decarbonization. The other one is more short-term around the rebound that we're seeing from the COVID time. So you have that surge in demand. And of course, another factor is linked to what you're seeing in terms of weather. As we become more and more renewable as a share of global energy production, what happens in winds and hydro, for example, has a big impact. So in terms of stagflation, I think we have to differentiate with what could be a short-term inflationary impact linked to inflation and other factors, such as the global supply chain and has the global machine, if you want, post-COVID is back in play with the longer-term structural events. At this stage, we believe that inflation will perhaps be slightly taking place for a slightly longer period than people expected originally, but is still in transition, if you want, non-permanent. And that's really, really important for the equity markets. The equity markets, we believe, are still good to have as a risk position on. Cyclical aspect of growth momentum is slowing down, but the cyclical aspect is still here. And with rates being as low as they are and real rates will remain low, the risk on position with equities remains a strong one.
Okay. Now you touched on this a little bit and you've spoken about sustainability a lot in the past, but just putting these two things together and the way that the current energy challenges are related to some of the things that we've seen on the sustainability side. How do investors need to think about that?
It's really, really interesting. So if you look at the latest report that the International Energy Agency just published, they do talk about the rebound in use of coal and oil in 2021 in the post-COVID, if you want, rebound. And actually, 2021 is going to be the second largest annual CO2 emission year in history. If you then look at the World Meteorological Organization, they are saying that there is now a 40% probability of the annual average global temperature temporarily reaching 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial level in the next 5 years. Now, if you put this in context, you understand why the path to the green transition and green energy is absolutely critical, given the role of energy in that CO2 emission. It's about 3/4 of emission coming from energy. But of course, the calibration with this path to net zero, if you want, the calibration, depending on economic growth, depending on weather, depending on intensity of energy and what we produce, is a very important one. And I believe this is one where governments and all stakeholders need to basically spend much more time. So it's the short term within the long term, if you want.
Well, it is certainly a complex and tricky world out there. So where are you looking to put capital to work and invest at the moment?
So we're still risk on in terms of equities, as I mentioned. For me, the new normal is about sustainability. It is very important to think about resilience of business model in a world that's going to continue to be disrupted and innovate on an accelerated basis. So when we think about framework, when we think about better data, when we think out of the box, if you want, it's blending the top down and the bottom up looking for quality and navigating that volatility while at the same time remaining risk on. It's thinking about how sustainability can help you with all of this. The way I would structure portfolio is really creating a core and opportunistic, if you want, platform, with the core being a bedrock of a strategy such as systematic strategies or quant, long-term growth, and of course, long-term thematics in key disrupting themes such as tech, AI, biotech, healthy living, clean planet, smart cities, cybersecurity, et cetera. And on an opportunistic basis, I would have value as a style because of the normalization of rate. Value can move very quickly. China as an asset class as well. I think that the market has corrected enough that people need to have exposure there. What are the risks? The risks are, of course, that short-term inflation will be higher than what most central bankers expect, and that central banks fall behind the curve. In this environment, you want to have some inflation hedge, if you want, such as commodities or in the in the fixed income area, tips, et cetera. You also want to anticipate ESG rating changes, because that's going to be a very important part of how the market is going to behave going forward. And also really pay attention to what I call digital Darwinism or geopolitics. As we've seen this weekend with China's launch, but also if you think of R&D, science, and you know, in general, with China by 2025 spending about $1 trillion in R&D versus about $600 billion for the U.S., there is definitely a geopolitical race here around digital Darwinism that is very, very important to watch.
Wow, a lot of great themes there with sustainability and disruption at the core. Digital Darwinism, that sounds very exciting, and I'm going to have to study up some more on that. So thank you very much, and look forward to hearing more soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.